A really interesting judgment handed down in the High Court in Pretoria. I think it was handed down yesterday, but the news came out this morning. And the court was asked to change divorce law, essentially, to allow spouses married out of community of property the right to claim assets. So the High Court in Pretoria initially reserved judgment, that judgment coming out now, and this paves the way for divorcing spouses married out of community of property and without the accrual system to be compensated for what they consider to be their financial contribution to the marriage. So if this applies to you, you'll obviously find it very, very important. And this application was brought by the estranged wife of a wealthy farmer who cannot be named. And she turned to the court to have Section 73A of the Divorce Act 70 of 1979 declared unconstitutional because it didn't allow for the court to make a redistribution order. So let's unpack this now with Professor Billy Gundelfinger, who's a specialist divorce and criminal defense attorney. Prof, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time today. So set this out in layman terms, if you can, please. What does it mean for people if they are going through this?
Right. So prior to the 1st of November 1984, you either got married in community of property or with an ANC. And the ANC is very simple. What's mine is mine. What's yours is yours on divorce. On the 1st of November 1984, they changed the act to provide for two types of ANCs, excluding the accrual and including the accrual. Excluding the accrual was really akin to the old-style ANC to say what's mine is mine and what's yours is yours on death or divorce, as opposed to the accrual system where you share in the assets that have been acquired during the marriage. So the challenge here was that it was unconstitutional to, after the 1st of November 1984, if you married into, with excluding your accrual, if you then had that situation that you couldn't claim a section, what's known as Section 73A. Now, Section 73A provides a discretion to a judge, depending on what, and I'm going to use the term what, contribution might have been directly or indirectly. So a direct contribution would be putting in klinkende kontant, putting cash into the marriage, as opposed to indirect contribution, looking after the children, entertaining your husband's boss or his clients, or fetching and delivering the children, doing homework, and generally that's, you know, participating in the marriage. That's an indirect contribution. And then depending on, as I said, the direct or indirect contribution and the length of the marriage and certain other factors, a judge has a discretion to say, I'm awarding a percentage of the husband's assets, and I'm using the word husband loosely here, to the wife. So this judgment, which was handed down by Judge van der Skuis of the Gauteng Pretoria Court yesterday, essentially says, and this has to be still confirmed by the Constitutional Court, but essentially says that in respect of marriages excluding the accrual, where you entered into a contract excluding the accrual, that there is now Section 73A of the Divorce Act, which is 70 of 1979, will now apply. So that means that assets or sums of money can be transferred from one spouse to the other.
Okay, so that's the critical point here. And as you say, I imagine it needs to go to the Crown Court, and only then will it become law, essentially.
Correct.
Okay, very important development there, Prof. Thank you so much for unpacking that for us, Professor Billy Gundelfinger, specialist divorce and criminal defense attorney. So it does sound quite complex, but if this is something that you are going through, a divorce proceedings like this, it is critical if you are married with an ANC or without an ANC or with the accrual system. So that is a game-changing law handed down, a judgment handed down in the High Court in Pretoria yesterday. And as he says, it'll need to go to the Crown Court for confirmation.